Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we begin the program by taking a look at smart travel planning through the air. Rick Seedy, CEO of FareCompare.com, is our guest. He comes by about once a month to talk with us about what's going on in airfares. And certainly, if you have a question for him, I hope you'll join in. Do you have an upcoming trip planned? We were thinking about going over Thanksgiving somewhere for a few days. What about you? Maybe Thanksgiving, maybe some other time. Give us a call with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. Or don't forget to go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. Rick Seedy, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, I always enjoy doing this. It's fun to answer questions.
Well, I tell you what, you recently posted an article that's available on FareCompare.com, and it's the Thanksgiving Travel Guide, 5 Best Tips to Find Cheap Flights. Maybe you could go over a couple of those tips.
Yeah, so I think that, first of all, you know, the first question everybody has is, are ticket prices going to be more than last year? And my guess is they will be slightly higher, about 4 to 5%. There's a couple reasons for that. One is the airlines have been cutting back flights pretty dramatically during the entire year, sort of in preparation for some economic issues, which we're starting to see come to light recently here. Plus, you have jet fuel prices not coming down with the price of oil as much. So those two things are a recipe for higher ticket prices. So a couple rules of thumb. First of all, the cheapest days to fly around Thanksgiving are leaving on Tuesday and coming back on Saturday. If you can avoid Wednesday, Sunday, and Monday, you can typically save yourself anywhere from $100 to $200. So that's one of the best tips.
Sunday's the worst day, isn't it? Or one of the highest prices?
Yeah, Sunday and Monday are the two busiest days of the year for travel in the United States. So everybody's trying to get back from that Thanksgiving, trying to extend it so they can watch all the football games on Sunday afternoon.
Hmm.
And so you want to go ahead and start buying. I have sort of a rule of thumb, at least for this year. You should be shopping right now for your Thanksgiving tickets. By starting mid-next week, add about $5 round trip to your virtual ticket every day you procrastinate for Thanksgiving. And the same sort of rule for the first week in November, so for Christmas travel. So starting in the first week in November, if you procrastinate, add $5 to your ticket each day. Maybe that'll get you to actually pull the trigger.
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, Nick in Green Bay has a question for you, so let's go to Nick and see what's on his mind. Hi, Nick.
Hi, I've got a couple of issues. I can't get a passport currently, and the reason I can't get the passport is because this is what I was told. I wanted you to verify is they switch around 2 letters in my name. I've never used my correct name, and I was wondering if they'll actually give me a passport or everything else is spelled correctly except for my birth certificate.
Yeah, this is a problem. We see these sort of name issues on a variety of ones, especially in this particular case when there's some misspellings or a variety of things. And we even see that today in flying, because your name has to exactly match your ticket and all your documents have to match. So people actually type their name in and misspell it on their tickets. A couple things. Typically, you can expedite getting a passport through a variety of agencies out there. But in your case, you're going to have to actually find a location nearby. They probably have one in either Chicago or Minneapolis to get this sorted out. You're going to have to actually go and visit a human, unfortunately. This is going to be hard to do separately. You might have a local passport office in Green Bay. I just don't know that for sure. But you're going to actually have to sit with a human and get it sorted out. This is not something you can do remotely.
I went to Chicago. The first time I got a passport, I had to get one on kind of short notice, and I traveled to Chicago and talked to an actual person and got the passport in and out of there in a few hours.
Yeah, it only used to about 15% of citizens in the U.S. had a passport until they required the passport for Mexico and Canada, and then their numbers jumped up pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the cases where there's documentation issues, it can't be done through the mail.
Yep. Tom, thanks, Nick. Tom in Milwaukee, we go to you next. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I'm looking to travel to El Salvador, middle to the end of October to the middle to the end of November. What's the best time?
Well, first of all, you're going to need to be shopping for that ticket right now, right?
Yep.
You know, right now, anything in Latin America and South America has a pretty heavy premium right now because the airlines are sort of growing in those areas. It's sort of a growth area for them. But the ticket prices have been extremely pricey in the $700 to $900 range in round trip.
Okay.
So that's what you should be expecting to pay. You can save yourself a little bit of money if you go out of a bigger airport like Chicago or Minneapolis or even Milwaukee. Typically, the connecting fee into one of the major airports that you would have to connect into El Salvador is going to be your best bet. If you're going from a smaller city like Green Bay or Eau Claire or whatever, those particular cities, it's going to be about an additional $200, so just under $1,000. But you need to be shopping right now. Once it hits about early October, the price is going to jump dramatically.
Okay.
So do it now.
Absolutely. Yep. You got to buy that ticket in the next 5 days or so.
Next 5 days. Okay. Ann in Pewaukee, on to you. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Remember you said that if you had, you know, 2 weeks and unlimited cash, where would you go? Well, two places, but the first place would be I'd go to the Seychelles Islands. Absolutely.
I may join you.
Yeah.
And then the other might be a place that I've just recently found out about, and I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's Taranaki, New Zealand.
Yeah, you're asking somebody that doesn't speak Kiwi very well. So, but yeah, I'll trust you on that. I know Auckland a little bit, so.
Well, Taranaki is, I think, on the South Island, and it's where there's a Mount Taranaki, and you can go skiing there, but the beach, it's kind of like California. The beach is there, but then there also is this big mountain that you can go skiing on. It's pretty amazing.
Sounds great. Yeah.
So are you going to go? Are you looking for tickets there? Or is this just on your bucket list?
It's on my bucket list, and only if I hit the lottery.
Seychelles, that's an expensive little trip, isn't it?
Yeah, very expensive trip. Anytime you get into these little smaller locations with those trips, especially out of the Midwest, you're looking at anywhere from $1,400 to $1,600 in coach, for example.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Seychelles, that's sounds like a good place to meet. John in Edgerton, on to you. Hi, John.
Hello. We're looking to go back to Norway for Christmas, New Year's, and wondering what the timeline would be on tickets between mid-December and mid-January.
Yeah, so here's sort of a trick. The ticket prices for that time of the year are typically the cheapest during for the entire year is what's called winter rate, except for the 5 to 7 days before Christmas. So what you want to do is if you can leave, before December 18th and come back after January 3rd, you typically can get some of the cheaper prices, typically around $750 to $800 round trip if you're leaving out of Chicago or Minneapolis. If you leave any time the week before Christmas, you can add about $200 to that ticket.
Yeah, we can get out of here before that high rate time. And what about Icelandic Air to go over? We've used Icelandic and love to stop in Iceland.
Yeah, no, they are probably the cheapest. They only have certain days that they fly, so they don't fly every day of the week. So just be careful about which days you pick. But, yeah, I've had lots of people have good luck with Icelandic, so I would definitely. And if you want to stop over for a little bit in Iceland, I think that's a great thing to do as well.
Yeah, we got to include the Blue Lagoon.
Absolutely. And Icelandic sort of services that market, whether it's Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, so they typically have better prices there.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling. We had an email from Mary in De Pere. I recently received a postcard from U.S. Air stating I have received 2 round-trip airfares to anywhere U.S. Air flies and provided a phone number. Card also indicates the offer is not affiliated with U.S. Airlines, but they are a major supplier. The only obligation are taxes and reservation fees. It also states this is not a timeshare or land sale offer. Sounds too good to be true. Do you know anything about
that? I have a rule when I get something like that. If it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. I think in those particular cases, and I can't say one way whether this is legitimate or not. If you use your credit card, the merchant of record, they are the merchant of record, and you can dispute that charge if they're doing that. So I definitely would not do any cash transaction. If I did any transaction whatsoever, I'd be doing it with a credit card.
There we go. Louise in Green Bay, it is your turn. Hi, Louise.
Hello. My husband turns 50 next September, and I wanted to celebrate by taking him and the family to a vacation in New York. I'm wondering when I should start looking for those tickets and where's a good place to look for a cheap ticket.
Great. So, well, first of all, you have to come to Fair Compare because we have a great place to shop for those things. But if you're traveling in September, which is a perfect time of year to travel, the ticket prices for summer travel drop the last week in August. That's when kids typically go back to school. So you want to start shopping for that ticket about 2.5 to 3 months before departure. So that puts you sometime in the July timeframe.
Okay.
To shopping for that ticket, typically what you'll find is at least, in the last 3 or 4 years, we see at least 3 or 4 sales between July and early August. And that ticket price from the Midwest, we've seen as low as $200 round trip. So I would definitely be shooting for that $200 round trip range.
Wow, that'd be great. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And Brent in La Crosse, your turn. Hi, Brent.
Hi, I'm shopping around for tickets to go to Thailand around December 9th to January 9th from Minneapolis, wondering kind of what the ballpark figure would be.
Yeah, you're looking at approximately $1,100 to $1,400. There's Singapore Airlines, for example, just had a big sale that they offer today from the West Coast. She might even take a little trip into the West Coast. I've seen some of those ticket prices as low as $800 or $900. And Singapore is, depending on who you rate, I personally rate them the highest in the world for comfort. Those are great deals under $1,000 and to Thailand. So I would definitely be looking at that sale that goes on, and it's exactly the time frame you're looking at.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Phil in Fond du Lac, on to you. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, this is Phil in Fond du Lac, and we're looking at going to Le Mans, France next summer in June. Who should we be flying through, and what's the best time to look for fares?
Right. So for June travel, I'm assuming you're going to the Tour de France or something like that?
The Le Mans race.
The Formula car. So you want to be shopping for that ticket approximately 4.5 to 5 months before departure. So that puts you in the time frame of February time frame to start shopping for that ticket. Right now, that ticket price is going to cost you around $1,400. You should be able to get it for in the $1,100 range to $1,150 range if you shop next February.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller, Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer. Stay with us. Taking a look at airfare prices, smart travel planning with Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com. And that's where you can go to their website. Just go to FairCompare.com. And Rick, you have lots of services. I kind of like the one service I like a lot is the alert service that you have.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what we're really known for because we get to see over 500 airlines airfares in real time because we're one of the handful of members of the airline ticket stock exchange, and we have our own software to process that. And nowadays with so many empty middle seats full, there's so many few of the cheaper seats now because of airlines cutting back capacity that you have to be first to get those good seats. And if people in general, if they just shop just a few days earlier, we'd save them tons of money. And everybody likes to procrastinate and assume that somehow airlines are going to dump some seats at the last minute. That might have been true 4 or 5 years ago, but that's just not what's happening in the current economy.
Jason in Fort Atkinson has a question for you. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I'm planning to travel to Hawaii the first week of January, and I'm just wondering when should I be shopping, and what's a good price point that I should be looking
for? So I'd be shopping right now. And remember, for me, there's a big difference between shopping and buying. For me, shopping is sort of kicking the tires, getting a few quotes, understanding what the price point is. And buying is, you know, when you're actually going to pull out that credit card. So I'd be shopping now. I wouldn't buy my ticket any later than the end of October.
Okay.
The further days you get out into January, so if you can leave on the 4th or 5th, the prices to Hawaii drop by about $250 round trip. So if you leave on the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, the prices are at least 20 to 30% higher.
Okay.
So if you want to leave, and especially if you can leave on a weekend like a Saturday, for example, is a perfect time to leave after the first of the year. I would definitely be expecting, depending on if you're going out of Chicago or Minneapolis, in that $650 to $700 range is a pretty good price right now. We've seen some prices from the West Coast at a $500 range, you know, that you might be able to fly a low-cost airline into the West Coast. But it's to the point now when you're in that $700 to $750 range, that's what you should be shooting for.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And John, we got an email from John, or I'm sorry, on our Facebook, we have a Facebook comment from him. He wonders, he says, well, it's actually she says, my husband and I will be flying round trip from Burlington, Vermont to Milwaukee for the holiday season. Husband just got a new job, woohoo! Though he doesn't have many sick days to use. For this reason, Christmas being on a Sunday is a bummer. We're looking to use only 2 sick days, 3 at most. What would be the best way to organize our trip home to see our families in terms of flying dates, prices, and when to purchase tickets?
Yeah, this is basically the classic Christmas problem. And now that Christmas is on a Sunday, which is usually the busiest day, actually Christmas Day is the slowest day. So traveling on that day will be the cheapest. Mm-hmm. What I would shoot for is really prices go up dramatically for any departures after the 17th of December. So in this particular case, I would be looking at sort of leaving as close to Christmas as you can, or even on Christmas Day to visit, and then coming back right around New Year's, for example. That's going to be your best and cheapest rates. Actually, New Year's Day is one of the cheapest days. Christmas is the cheapest day. Because the 27th falls on a Tuesday and the 28th on a Wednesday, those are going to be your other cheapest days to fly. There are some peak travel surcharges out there, anywhere from $30 to $50 round trip. We have them posted on our website. You want to avoid those days.
Okay, and if you flew on Christmas Day and returned on New Year's Day, that'd probably be the absolute...
Yeah, not only would you get the holiday, you'd probably get at least 30% off the normal price.
Yeah, at least. Okay. Tom in Paddock Lake, we turn to you now. Hi, Tom.
Hello. My wife and I are thinking of flying to San Francisco on Thanksgiving Day and coming back on the 29th, and what I found so far is about $251 round trip. And I'm just wondering if I should buy now or if you think it'll go down in the near future.
Yeah, no, nothing's going down in the near future. We have had in previous years what they call turkey fairs, or what we call turkey fairs. Those are last-minute deals. But you know what? From the, you know, mid-Northwest to San Francisco, under $250 round trip is a pretty darn good deal anytime.
Yeah.
That's a good deal for Thanksgiving. I would pull the trigger right away.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. We have, we've got an email from Andy, who is looking to book a trip from Milwaukee or possibly Chicago to Anchorage, Alaska, to see the start of the Iditarod and race a ski marathon. What's my best strategy for airfare leaving February 29th and returning March 10th?
Right. So, again, this is one of those things where do you start shopping before the end of the year? In this particular case, typically we see a lot of sale activity for that February time frame, the second week in January.
And he's looking at a lot of baggage here, too.
Yeah,
ski gear for a family of four?
Yeah, we're talking some serious baggage issues. So, you know, unfortunately, everybody's going to be charging $25 or $35 for the second check bag fee, because you're probably not going to be able to take Southwest or a variety of or JetBlue, which are the only two airlines that have free bags. So bottom line is I would start shopping that second week in January. I'd go ahead and come to our site and set up alert. Every now and then they throw out a crazy deal before the end of the year, but my guess is that you'll find a lot of those sales occur the second week in January. That's when I'd be shopping.
an email from Sherry. Her 17-year-old son is going to Spain with a group of friends, or with a friend, I'm sorry, for spring break next year, leaving March 30, returning April 9 or thereabouts. Any advice for when to book the flights and on which airline?
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, you know, it's dominated by the old Northwest, which is Delta. Out of Chicago, you have some choices with American and United, depending on which, if you're closer to Minneapolis or Chicago, that's where you'll probably be connecting into Europe, unless you end up flying to New York, and then there's many, many options there. The prices draw or increase pretty dramatically the last week in March for travel to Europe. So, unfortunately, you know, some people have spring break sort of mid-March, and some at the latter part of March. It sounds like she's going to catch the price increase there for that last week. Should expect prices right now. The average fuel surcharge, if oil stays around $80 a barrel, is around $390 round trip. Taxes are about $125. So you start at $500 before your trip even starts with airfare. And, typically, you'll see airfare in the range of about $180 to $190 each way. So that puts the total ticket all in with price included around $900 round trip for that time frame.
Right. We had a caller, Rick, from Gays Mills, wonders if the fares from Chicago to Miami for January or February might come down. They're at about $325 right now.
I would expect them to come down as long as you're after the first week in January. So that time frame, the 3 weeks at the end of January and the first 2 weeks in February, typically we see very big discounts beginning at the 1st of December.
And Wes in Madison, well, maybe we answered your question here. Hi, Wes. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for the show. Basically, my brother just had a baby down in Miami, and we thought it would be a great excuse to get out of Wisconsin in the middle of January or early February.
That's the perfect time to fly, actually. That is one of the softest times of the year. The two softest times of the year are right after kids go back to school in late August through, October. Like right now is a really good time to fly anywhere. And the last 3 weeks and the first 2 weeks in February, the last 3 weeks of January and the first 2 weeks in February, those are really the sweet spot to go if you actually want to do air travel. When you start to hit President's Day weekend and Valentine's weekend in mid-February, that's when prices go up dramatically.
Okay, well, when should I be looking to purchase the tickets? And
I'd start looking mid-November to early December to purchase those tickets.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Brenda in Spring Green, you're on to you now. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm trying to plan a trip with my two high schoolers, help me, over spring break. And we're trying to find something domestically that would be interesting and have a lot to do, but we're trying to do it economically. It's like the last week of March through the first week of April. We get some flexibility as far as when we can leave and when we can get back around the 28th to the 30th. We could leave, get back the 7th, 8th, 9th of April. We're just trying to go through some ideas, and we have not been able to figure anything out.
Yeah, so in the U.S., basically, you're probably looking for somewhere warm beaches. You got Florida as an option. Certainly, you have California and Southern California as an option. From the Midwest, typically San Diego and Los Angeles are a little bit cheaper than Florida beaches.
Okay.
Let me give you a couple tips. The airlines know exactly when your spring break is. So, and they know you're going to want to leave on a Saturday and come back on a Sunday, right? So
right.
The prices drop pretty dramatically starting Tuesday of that spring break week in your particular area. So as long as you don't leave on that Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, you can save usually almost half off your ticket price. If you go from like a Tuesday to a Sunday, you'll get at least half off your ticket for that departure on Sunday. So it's still a 5 or 6 day trip, but you've saved yourself quite a bit of money. This always happens too when people go to Disney and a variety of other places. Maybe in your case, your kids are a little bit older than that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go from like a Tuesday to a Saturday, for example, to Disney, the ticket price is usually half price compared if you go Saturday to Saturday or Sunday to Sunday.
That's a great tip. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Brenda. And we have Terry in Green Bay next. Hi, Terry. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks, Larry, for the program, and thanks, Rick, for saving me some money.
Absolutely. Love to do that.
I was listening to your program back in, I think it was January or February, when got a wedding invitation to go to San Diego Halloween. and I didn't know if I was going to get tricked or treated, but I got treated because you told me when to buy the ticket or when to look for it. I pulled the trigger. I got it for $250. But you also said that, you know, watch for alerts. I got an alert after I purchased my ticket. The ticket price went down again by another $25 or $30. Not a big savings, but my friend at work said that Southwest, you know, will give you, as long as you hit click the button, they'll give you the lower ticket. If the ticket ever gets lower, they'll reduce your ticket that you've already confirmed. Is that true, and how would I go about
it? Yeah, so Southwest has basically does not have a change fee, right? The typical domestic change fee for a legacy airline, which includes American, Delta, United and U.S. Airways, and United includes Continental now until they completely change them, is $150. So really the price has to drop by at least a $150. But in the case of Southwest, since they don't charge a change fee, all you have to do basically is change your ticket, and they'll refund you that amount because you'll have the residual value of your original ticket. And then they'll apply it, and then you'll end up with, in your case, it sounds like a $25 to $30 credit on Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I've already had my ticket, I don't have to worry about losing the seat.
Absolutely, yeah. You would do that all in one transaction. So you would,
okay.
In this particular case, I would call Southwest. It's a little more complicated to do on their website. Just say, look,
right.
here's my reservation number, which is a six-digit or character
yes.
number, and say, I'd like to switch it to this, and then they'll give you that credit right away.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep, thanks a lot for calling. We have an email from Susan flying from Madison to Wisconsin to New Orleans, leaving on December 19th, returning December 23rd, can leave from Milwaukee too. When is the best time to buy?
Where was she heading?
From Madison to New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
And she could go out of Milwaukee or Madison.
Yeah, so this, you know, that's actually not a bad time to leave and come back. You know, they're going to treat her like she's coming back from New Orleans to Milwaukee for a Christmas trip from New Orleans back to Milwaukee. Anything after the 17th is going to be pretty expensive. It's okay. That time frame is a little cheaper the week, you know, that it starts with the 15th and ends around the 21st. So she's probably needs to be buying her ticket no later than mid-November. And really, to be honest, I personally am expecting prices to go up pretty dramatically because the amount of demand that's out there right now. And so I'd buy my ticket no later than November 1st.
Okay, there we go. Let's go to Ann in Oliva next. Hi, Ann. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My parents are wanting to go out to Las Vegas, probably out of Minneapolis, sometime in either January or February for a 2 to 3 week visit. When would be the best time for them to fly, and when would be the best time for them to purchase their tickets?
Right. So if they have extreme flexibility.
Flexibility is totally open.
Yeah. So Tuesday and Wednesday are the cheapest days to fly. So if they do a Tuesday trip or a Wednesday trip, you can actually save yourself probably anywhere from 10 to 15%. That time of year is the perfect time to go to Vegas. It's cold. It's the off season. To be honest, if you can't get that ticket under $200 round trip to Las Vegas, then something's wrong.
So are you suggesting early January or February?
Yeah, they will start to discount those tickets around the first week in December. That's when they'll start opening up some of that schedule for mid-January to late January. So I'd start looking right around Thanksgiving time and buy no later than mid-December time frame, especially if you're going to be flying in January. February, you probably have till Christmas time if you're going to leave in early February.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. An email from Margaret. I'm interested in learning more about the Drive Away program. We would like to fly one way to a destination and drive back, or vice versa.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, one-way tickets, if you're domestic, are not unusual to have them be just as cheap as the rest, mainly because the low-cost airlines have a one-way fare structure.
Right.
When you start getting into these bigger hub cities that have round-trip tickets, sometimes the one-way tickets can be much more expensive. Sometimes even the round-trip ticket is cheaper than the one-way ticket. And when you get to international, for example, of course, in this case, they're not going to drive over the ocean, one-way tickets typically are five times the cost of a round-trip ticket. So, and these these particular cases, it's, you know, if you're flying there, I'm assuming they'll be renting a car and coming back or buying a car while they're there. You know, I don't think you'd have any trouble getting half the normal price of a round-trip ticket to the West Coast, East Coast, whether you're going south, any of those areas, you'll be able to find decent one-way fares.
On to Tom now in Sun Prairie. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling about a possible flight from Chicago to Dublin the last 2 weeks of April, 16th to the 30th. We cannot buy those tickets before the 1st of January. When do I look?
Well, good, because that's about the perfect time to start shopping, actually. You know, the good news is you're flying out of Chicago, which has Aer Lingus, which is usually keeps the rates to Dublin down pretty much. So you'd be looking at Aer Lingus, and then you'll have, you know, you'll have American and United both matching those fares, which is good for you. Although you're in April, which means you're going to get springtime rates, so you should be looking at about, out of Chicago, for example, you should be looking at around $750 to $800 round trip, as long as oil stays around $80 a barrel.
Okay, and does it matter what day we go? You had mentioned Sundays before.
Yeah, so for international travel, the difference, it's a little bit different than domestic. They have what's called midweek and weekend rates. The more expensive rates are weekend rates, which are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you want to leave on a Monday through a Thursday if you want to save $60 round trip.
Okay, so we start looking right at the beginning of January.
Yeah, I'd be even looking, you know, if you have some extra time the last week in December, I'd be looking just to kick the tires in. And definitely buy your ticket no later than the end of January.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. We have an email from Dawn. My son wants to study abroad in Milan for spring semester, but he hasn't heard from the university yet for his application approval. Will he still be able to get a fairly good price if he books late, like in November or December? Also, how does this work if his return flight to the U.S. is in June? It'll be more expensive.
A couple things. Usually the cheapest tickets to Europe have what's called a 30-day max stay, which means you have to come back within 30 days. For students, that's almost impossible to happen, yeah, especially if you're going for a semester. It's not terrible. The 90-day maximum stay or the 6-month maximum stay typically are about 15 to 20% more. So you are going to pay a little bit of a premium for staying for 3 or 4 months. It's perfectly reasonable not to buy that ticket until January. That's when I actually would be shopping for my, you know, unless you just want to lock in a ticket price in November or December because you're worried about things, I would definitely just wait till the first week in January to start shopping for that.
An email from Kyla. My friend and I would like to go to a warm vacation in March. We want to go somewhere that will have cheap fare and a pleasant vacation atmosphere, either domestic or international. What do you suggest?
Well, a couple things. First of all, international and warm for spring break sometimes don't match very well.
Yeah.
If you're going to the northern part of Europe, it'll be the same temperature and maybe a little bit colder than it is in the northern part of the U.S. You know, places like Spain and Portugal, for example, are not bad choices. But you're talking about, you know, that $800 to $900 range. Now, once you're looking in the U.S. Or even Mexico, for example, you know, Mexico prices have been a little bit cheaper because of some of the worries around security in Mexico. Those have tamped down a little bit over the last 6 months or so, but still ticket prices are down a bit. Then you're looking at sort of the southern coast of California or Florida, or, you know, even, you know, in Texas, you can get down, you know, to the southern coast there. I would definitely be looking at Florida and the southern coast of California. During that time frame, if you can get a ticket under $300 round trip, that's what I'd be shooting for. I can't stress this enough. Airlines know exactly when each particular city has its spring break, and they know exactly how to raise those prices by 30 to 40%.
Kathy in Milwaukee, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been down to Bonaire to do some scuba diving in the past, would love to go back sometime, but when I've looked online to try to arrange flights or even get information on the cost of flights, it's like, they tell me that you can't go from this area. So wondering how to get to the island of Bonaire and maybe the best time of year to go.
Yeah, so first of all, in those particular cases like Bonaire, there's, because of its warm weather nature sort of year-round, there's not a perfect time of year because there's no seasonal different price breaks. You should be able to get there on a variety of – if you're going out of a larger airport like – I'm just surprised. Where were you – what airlines were you looking at, or what websites were you looking at?
Well, I just basically, you know, got on the web and used one of the travel ones. I can't remember if it was Travelocity or Orbit.
Right.
But they were just like, there aren't any flights, you know, connections that they could make directly.
It was simple to do that. You know,
yeah.
Without sort of looking for 3 or 4 minutes here, and then it's probably bad radio to look for three
yeah.
or 4 minutes here.
Yeah.
If you'll send me a quick note to customer.service@faircompare.com, I'll take a look myself personally and send you a couple of options there.
Okay.
But in general, you're looking at about a $700 to $900 ticket price range for any of those, that particular area of the where, you know, the diving is around Bonaire. And the best time of year is typically, as long as you're not going at spring break, before spring break, or a little bit after spring break, is the best time of year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. And Julie in Eau Claire, your turn. Hi, Julie.
Hi. My son is leaving to go to New Delhi, India, and he has to arrive there January 1st, 2012, or very early morning on the 2nd. He's staying for 2 weeks as an exchange student. I'm just wondering what airline and when he should be shopping for that ticket.
Well, you need to be shopping right now for that ticket. Usually you're going to get a pretty good price into India that time of year. It's a relatively slow period of time, but the price still is in that $1,500 to $1,700 range round trip. And I would be shopping right now and buying, that's early January, no later than sort of mid-November.
All right. There we go. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And somebody asked about travel insurance. Do you recommend it?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I mean, on anything that's under $500 round trip, I don't recommend travel insurance. Travel insurance costs anywhere between 6 and 15%. They have the 6% version means, you know, very limited in what it covers, and 15%, you know, has a lot of maximum coverage. Anything that's over $500, or if you're going to a non-European country, for example, that you don't have medical insurance or need something like that, that's when I think travel insurance, or you're taking your once-in-a-lifetime trip somewhere,
yeah,
and it's a hotel, then I think, you know, that extra 10 to 15% is worth it. But in most cases, I think that travel insurance is probably not a good buy.
Well, with that, we are out of time. Rick, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll look forward to you'll be back and be with us again, I hope.
Absolutely. Love to do it.
Okay. Rick Cini is CEO of faircompare.com. And take a look at their site. They usually have some things up relating to Wisconsin. And fair is F-A-R-E, faircompare.com. And you might want to, if you're thinking about a trip, you might want to take a look and see what they have to offer. But maybe you're not planning to fly anywhere, or maybe you're planning to spend a little time in the region here, maybe in Wisconsin, or maybe Minnesota, or Michigan, or Illinois, or Indiana. Tell you what, Mary Bergen's coming up next to talk with us about favorite fall regional destinations. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.